You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 27th, 2021. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and as usual, Ken's probably tripping. I sent him like eight different audio clips. I know we won't have time to play several of them, but we're going to get through a lot in the first hour, I promise you. I've got a lot of news and information. I am planning on taking phone calls all second hour, may not at the very top. We'll see how everything shakes out, but I got a lot that I wanted to discuss. First, I wanted to say, you know, Tony from Chicago called in last week, and he was talking about some changes to vaccinehoax.com, and I had some time this past week, and I really looked her over. Heck of a job on that website, and I urge everyone, when you've got a little time, check out some of the videos. There's jaw-dropping videos on vaccinehoax.com, so I wanted to salute Tony from Chicago for the work he's doing on that website, and urge everyone to give her a look-see. Now, to get us started, last night, the House passed Biden's $1.9 trillion relief package, including $1,400 stimulus checks. Now, I driving around, you know, you catch different talk radio from time to time. This past week, now, I have not done the math myself, so I'm relying on Glenn Beck's math. So I'll give you that caveat up front. But anyway, he said he had done the math and that if you gave every person $328 million, is what he was basing it on, a $1,400 check. So that's everybody from the baby, I guess a bunch of illegal aliens, whatever. $328 million is the population number he was working off of. If you gave everybody a $1,400 check, it comes to about $500 billion. So this $1.9 trillion must have about 75% of it is just, you know, waste and pork and the other stuff. Their dream come true. Is that more palatable for everyone? I tuned in. I don't get to tune in a lot. I do as much as I can. I tuned in and John Stattmiller was talking about complaints about my use of terms on this broadcast. I was a little surprised by that. But anyway, the House passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package on early Saturday, moving the legislation to the Senate for a vote where it will most likely meet even more resistance. I don't know. I mean, I can see them passing it. I don't care if they do pass it, really. I don't care how much money they waste anymore. I used to worry about, it worried me that the budget was never balanced and we were just going in debt all these trillions. The economic stone has been cast, and we're going to the ugly place we discuss every week. So I just wanted to, I'm not going to spend much time on that. This is a Yahoo News story. You can read it for yourself. But we've got other legislation that I want to discuss more in depth than the $1.9 trillion economic recovery package, supposedly, and the $1,400 payola to the American people. I mean, it's so, you know, it is so absurd what we are seeing. Did any of you guys see the story? I'll tell you what, I'll just grab it right quick because it's so you maybe could still go there and see it. RT.com ran a story this past week, and the headline of it was "Stop This Child Abuse Now: Washington High School Band Practice in Anti-COVID Tents Gets Ridiculed." And, you know, we've talked about it endlessly on this broadcast and many others. practically no one 18 and under die from this flu, okay? But in the picture, the picture's worth a thousand words. Me talking about it's not near, you know, anything like seeing a picture. A student band at a high school in Wenatchee, Washington, was made to practice inside small enclosed tents. These are individual tents. You got a tent over here with a guy with a tuba, tent over here with a guy with the trombone. Some ridiculed this protective measure against COVID-19 amid the reopening of schools across the country. The Wenatchee High School children have been back at school since January, however, with strict coronavirus measures in place. Photos posted on Wednesday by local newspapers showed the young musicians awkwardly confined in their small green, socially distanced tents as they tried to play their instruments. Prompting many to ridicule the situation. I mean, this thing looks like something straight out of the movie Idiocracy. But anyway, this is the created reality that they're fostering on the society. And yesterday was COVID vaccine day here in the area of which I live. And much to my amazement, I took a video of it, actually. Police cars with the blue lights on, the gigantic line, the tents, the nurses or whoever out there in the PPE with the shields, giving out the COVID-19 vaccine to the waiting and willing participants, demanding their savior, the vaccine from the COVID-19. Unbelievable. Well, it only took a month for the resident. I guess it's been a little over a month. I guess it's about a month, maybe a month and a few days, whatever. The U.S. has targeted Iran-backed militia in Syria, the Pentagon confirmed, adding that the airstrikes were approved by U.S. resident Joe Biden and intended as reprisal for rocket attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq. At resident Biden's direction, U.S. military forces earlier this evening conducted airstrikes against infrastructure utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups in eastern Syria, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said in a statement. The attack took place around 6 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday. So it killed 17 people. So the resident's already killing people. In this continuation of endless wars. I mean, it just blows my mind. Of course, no criticism whatsoever. I wouldn't have expected any from the mainstream lapdog prostituted media, but this is what the world sees America as a big bully going around starting wars to save the peace. And you know, I'm ashamed as an American to have a resident that conducts this kind of murderous rampage on foreign nations when we have absolutely no justification whatsoever to be there. Also, you know, last week I did a really poor job, but I was covering the Coca-Cola Be Less White training. Remember, I told you I read that story. I had not had any sleep, and I didn't do a very good job covering it. But much to my – well, I don't know if I'm really at all that surprised. But this week, all mainstream media covered that story. And I mean, like, you know, whoever it was one day filling in for Rush Limbaugh this week really covered it. Glenn Beck covered it. I saw it a few other places. And someone called in, and it put me in mind of Miles from – Maine, but someone called in and they said, you know, I don't know how to be less white, but I do know how to buy less Coke. And so I think, you know, I know they're a global company and blah, 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 but it's going to be awful hard for me to pick one up off the shelf anymore. So, you know, some of this insanity and ridiculous absurdity needs to come with some consequences. So, you know, in the voice of Miles from Maine, boycott Coca-Cola. They don't deserve our business. The House passes Equality Act. This is, who wrote this? Breitbart story. To end legal recognition of biological sex equality act Thursday. Let me read that again. House passes Equality Act to end legal recognition of biological sex equality act Thursday. I'm just reading it, okay? Which would eliminate the legal definition of biological sex, cater to gender ideology, and designate protection for the unborn as pregnancy discrimination. We talked about this some last week, but it was coming for a vote. Now it's passed. I don't know if you got to see any of the hearings this past week with Rand Paul questioning the Levin, Levine, or however you pronounce his or her name. Wow, that was, if that does not display to the world what America is turning into. You know, I don't care if a man wants to dress up as a woman or a woman wants to dress up as a man. Really, that's not what my issue here with it is. It's 1% of the population or less. My problem is with a government passing legislation forcing everyone. I mean, think about if you've got a nice car dealership or whatever business. It's your business, so it should be your freaking business to make certain decisions with regards to what you expect to portray with your workforce. But under this legislation, it's just going to open the door for widespread lawsuits against businesses if they choose not to be happy with the situation that bringing transgender people into their business, the whole bathroom deal and all that. The House passed H.R. 5, the Equality Act, 224 to 206. Three Republicans voted for the legislation. Always. That used to upset me. But now I've been conditioned to accept that as normal because there's always some members on the professional white flag erecting team ready and willing to professionally erect the white flag. The legislation would rewrite civil rights laws to include sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes. Representative Louis Gohmert from Texas, who voted against the legislation, decried the bill as attacking religious freedom. He said on the House floor, "What this bill, the so-called Equality Act, is really about, it's not about giving rights. This is about taking away rights. This is saying that part of the First Amendment that states Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's got to go. You don't have to take our word for it. Let me just read from page 25 of the bill. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 shall not provide a claim concerning or a defense to claim under a covered title or provide a basis for challenging the application or enforcement of a covered title," said the congressman at the press conference. "What's worse, it doesn't mention what it eviscerates, really, and that is the First Amendment of the Constitution." Ryan Anderson, the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, said in a statement last week, "The so-called Equality Act is legislative malpractice that turns equality on its head. It isn't drafted as a shield to protect vulnerable minorities from unjust discrimination, but as a sword to prosecute those who do not embrace new sexual and gender ideologies." Now, I heard it broke down this past week this way. If this passes, and I have no reason, I've heard many commentators say it won't, but, you know, I think you underestimate the ability of the Republican Party to sell out. But anyway, and they don't need any votes if it passes the House and it's a tie in the Senate. But anyway, be that as it may, remember the cake bakers, and they refused, and it went all the way to Supreme Court said, yeah, they had the right to refuse to bake the cake. Under this, they would not have the right to refuse to bake the cake. Okay, so they've done away with your ability to use your religious freedom for anything other than a paper towel and throw it in the trash. So this is, you know, this is obviously, it shouldn't be, I know it's no surprise to this audience, this is the direction it's going. And they love it. So anyway, moving on, I got a lot to cover, but the legislation that's coming down the pike is just unbelievable. And you know, they're kind of drifting the word equality. You know, they love to say the word equality, but I've been listening, and a lot of times now they don't say equality, they say equity. It's like they're replacing the word equality with equity. But I'll tell you what they'll never replace either one of those two words with, and that's merit. Merit. So much of this should be merit based. You know, the person with the best grades gets the college scholarship. With the race not being a factor, we've talked about this. The best qualified person gets the job, period. Doesn't matter if they're Oriental or Black or Hispanic or white or whatever. That's a merit-based system. That's the only kind of system that makes any sense whatsoever and eliminates racism from it. Did you know that Schumer in New York is pushing for the aid for, like, beauty shops and restaurants to be based where minorities come first, women, Blacks, and then white males come last at getting the aid? I mean, that's straight up racism. That is based on race. And this, they're creating a situation through their massive propaganda manipulation for the American people to start accepting this type of reverse discrimination as normal and acceptable practice. During the Senate confirmation of Biden, Attorney General nominee Merrick Garland, the U.S. Circuit Judge, indicated that he believes the protest against the 2020 elections are domestic terrorism, but here it comes now. Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacks on federal courthouses are not domestic terrorism. Wow. What? How could you define that? How could you come to such a conclusion that lacks any logical common sense or factors in the truth of the reality? Well, let's find out. Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacks on federal courthouses are not domestic terrorism because, in his words, the latter attacks happened at night. Garland said that his personal definition of domestic terrorism is the use of violence or threats of violence to interrupt the democratic process. Therefore, attacks on buildings at night don't count. Wow. Isn't that interesting? So according to him, attacks on federal government buildings are okay if they're closed. It's not domestic terrorism, and we know from what we've witnessed over the last year, it's not even, I guess, a chargeable offense. Unbelievable. But you know what the good news is? This ridiculous hypocrisy being rubbed, the American people's face being rubbed in this ridiculous, absurd hypocrisy is resonating with the normies, and there's more people out there that's really good and pissed. And has had enough of this. You know, people just want to be left alone. They want to get the government off their back. They want to get the government out of their wallet. They want to get the government and all of these different institutions to just leave them alone. That's what the most American people really want. They want to just be left alone and not everything politicized and not everything bastardized. But by golly, we're a long way from there, boys and girls. But I just wanted to... wanted to throw that in. Now, a House Homeland Security Committee member sent Secretary of State Antony Blinken a letter calling for the immediate designation of the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers as international terrorist groups. The author of the letter, Josh Gottheimer, congressman from New Jersey, in the request, he cites a Jewish activist group, the ADL, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, as main authorities for characterizing Proud Boys as a white supremacist group looking to engage in political violence domestically and globally. If the State Department adheres to Gottheimer's recommendations, membership and financial transactions for either group will qualify as federal crimes, being listed as a specially designated global terrorist also unlocks extra surveillance powers for intelligence services to utilize. So I hadn't seen this on mainstream media, but how about that? American officials have already broken the seal off frivolous terrorism designations. Last year, the State Department classified the Russian Imperial Movement as an international terror group. Lack of evidence for calling the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys terrorists does not appear to have impact on the actions of the liberal regimes. As in Canada's decision to identify Proud Boys as terrorists, the goal is political theater meant to scare people out of engaging in right-wing political advocacy of any stripe. Such attempts at government overreach turns the label of terrorist into a partisan joke. This is from the dailyarchives.com. Anyway, it goes on to say that it's unlikely his demands will be fully met. The fact that he is allowed to use his position on a National Security Committee in this fashion reveals the mindset of many prominent liberals. We've talked about it now for a good while, ever since January 6th, that the mainstream media, resident Biden, the United Nations, they are all targeting any Trump supporters, any conservative, anyone that really don't want to go along with their recipe for the destruction of the nation as domestic terrorists. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Right, we're back on the alternative media fair and in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. I'm going to put this in right here or else I won't get it in. I just know it. This is a clip from the X-Files. I don't know which episode a listener sent this to me. I apologize for not getting back to a lot of the email from last week. But it was quite a bit. I'm very complimentary to the caller hour. But this is, I've seen the video, so it's obviously, it's from an X-Files episode, but I don't know which one. But, we talk about how they foreshadow a lot of what's going to happen in TV shows and in that kind of thing. And we've seen it over and over and over. The Simpsons, we've talked about that so many times. But here we go. This is audio 8, please, Ken. This is a short clip from one of the X-File episodes. Here we go.
What are they trying to do?
That's the missing piece. But it's not hard to imagine a government hiding, hoarding alien technology for 70 years. At the expense of human life and the future of the planet. Driven not only by corporate greed, but a darker objective.
The takeover of America.
And then the world itself, by any means necessary, however violent or cruel or efficient. By severe drought, brought on by weather wars, conducted secretly using aerial contaminants and high-altitude electromagnetic waves. In a state of perpetual war.
to create problem, reaction, solution scenarios to distract, enrage, and enslave American citizens at home. With tools like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which abridge the Constitution in the name of national security. The militarization of police forces in cities across the U.S., the building of prison camps by the Federal Emergency Management Agency with no stated purpose, the corporate takeover of food and agriculture, pharmaceuticals and healthcare, even the military in clandestine agendas to fatten, dull, sicken, and control a populace already consumed by consumerism.
And I encourage you all to go shopping more.
A government that taps your phone, collects your data, and monitors your whereabouts with impunity. A government preparing to use that data against you when it strikes. And the final takeover begins.
The takeover of America.
By a well-oiled and well-armed multinational group of elites that will cull, kill, and subjugate.
Wow, I wish I knew what episode, and whoever sent that to me, I'm sorry I didn't write it down, but may know more about that and can share that, but How about, I'm an X-Files fan. I didn't recognize the episode. I thought I've seen them all. But anyway, I thought it was worth a listen because when it's talking about how it will use all of your data, I've got the story here. Maybe we'll get to it. But, you know, they are tracking all of the cell phone data of everyone that went to the January 6th event. So, I mean, we're seeing so much of that has either already come true or is coming true right before our eyes. And what else is coming true? The Independent this week ran the story. White supremacy constitutes a transnational threat. The UN Secretary General has warned, you know, we've talked about how everybody gets the memo. Remember how everybody got the memo that it was, that was the Alex Jones character in the X-Files. I did not know that. That was Ken chiming in. That's interesting. We've talked about how everybody gets the memo, you know, mostly peaceful protest. We could go down the list. The new memo is that the white nationalist and white supremacy is the biggest threat to the world now. Antonio Guterres also said racist groups had exploited the coronavirus pandemic to boost their support. Really? How can they just willy-nilly throw out all these accusations, but there's never any shred of evidence? The danger was growing by the day, he told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on Monday. He said white supremacy and neo-Nazi movements are more than domestic terror threats. They are becoming a transnational threat. Today, these extremist movements represent the number one internal security threat in several countries. Far too often, these hate groups are cheered on by people in positions of responsibility in ways that were considered unimaginable, not long ago. I guess he's referencing Trump. We need global coordinated action to defeat this grave and growing danger. So I just wanted you to know, not only is President Biden, all mainstream media in America, but now the United Nations as well, and of course all the sellout traitor politicians, singing from the same song sheet yet once again. But, you know, the SPLC sends out press releases. Did you know that? The Southern Poverty Law Center press release today released the 2020 year-end update to its Whose Heritage report. Whose Heritage with a question mark. They do this every year. Their Whose Heritage report. Data and map which tracks public symbols of the Confederacy across the United States. Now, if you've never heard of this, I think I've done this many times, but if you've missed it, we're fixing to do it. And if you're standing, you might want to sit. 94. Hold on, let me back up. The Whose Heritage Report found that 168 Confederate symbols were renamed or removed from public spaces in 2020. They're bragging about this. 94 of those symbols were Confederate monuments. Comparatively, 58 Confederate monuments were removed between 2015 and 2019. All right, I got music. We'll continue with this report on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We're back on Alternative Media. Aaron in the studio. And before I continue running down the report by the SPLC bragging about their defeat of any Southern pride, I wanted to give an honorable mention. I had the clip. I was going to try to play it, but it's about 8 minutes and I won't have the time. But John Stattmiller on February 22nd, hour two, I'm not certain who this was that he was playing a clip of because I came in right when he was starting to play it, and it was at the 38-minute mark, 38 minutes and 8 seconds. But that was really some good information for 8 minutes there, and instead of playing it, I just wanted to share that with you. But, okay, now we're back to the SPLC's Whose Heritage report. 94 of those symbols were Confederate monuments. By the end of 2020, Virginia remained the leader in removing Confederate symbols. 71, followed by the bootlicker state of the New World Order in North Carolina, 24 in Alabama, 12 in Texas, 12 tied for third place. At least 167 Confederate symbols were removed after George Floyd's death on May 25th, including one symbol in Arizona. Only one symbol was removed prior to George Floyd's death. Virginia replaced Lee Jackson Day with Election Day. While a total of 312 Confederate symbols have been removed or relocated from public spaces since the Charleston church shooting, view a list of 168 Confederate symbols that have been removed across the U.S. here, the report shows that more than 2,100 Confederate symbols are still publicly present in the U.S., and 704 of those are symbols and monuments. This encompasses government buildings, Confederate monuments, statues, plaques, markers, schools, parks, county, cities, military property, streets, highways named after anyone associated with the Confederacy. So this report right here is their attempt at, and they're succeeding, obviously, completely eradicating any memory of the Civil War, except the narrative that they are actively promoting. So I just wanted to get that in quickly. Democrat senators, including Elizabeth Warren and Mazie Hirono, introduced the Anti-Racism and Public Health Act of 2021, which would establish a center on anti-racism at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Isn't that interesting? The federally funded body would declare racism a public health crisis and name racism as a historical and present threat to the physical and mental health and well-being of the United States and the world, and aim to develop new knowledge in the science and practice of anti-racism. To do so, National Center on Anti-Racism and Health would study the public health impacts of explicit race bias, white supremacy, weathering, whatever that is, xenophobia, discrimination, prejudice, according to the February bill. The 15-page bill defines structural racism as the overreaching system of racial bias across institutions and society. That has negatively affected communities of color, especially Black, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islanders, American Indians, Alaska Native peoples, to expand and reinforce white supremacy. So I just, more proof that, you know, this is the direction. Actually, what they're doing, the mask has fell completely off. It's on the ground and it's rolled away. They are a white, Christian, moral, conservative, any of that's in the crosshairs now. Anyone that doesn't go along with this cultural Marxist nation-wrecking agenda, then, well, by golly, you gots to go. So that's where we're at. That's where we're at today. Okay, this happened last Saturday. I didn't see it last Saturday, so I wasn't able to report it, but this week. This is not a story I've done before, although I know it sounds like it is, but it's not. What's my source on this? Times of Israel. A 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard who has been living in the United States was deported Saturday to Germany, the Justice Department said. Friedrich Karl Berger, who had been living in Tennessee and had German citizenship, was deported for taking part in Nazi-sponsored acts of persecution while serving as an armed guard at the Neuengamme, I guess that's how you pronounce it, concentration camp in 1945. The department says Berger's removal demonstrates the Department of Justice and its law enforcement partners' commitment to ensuring the United States is not a safe haven for those who have participated in Nazi crimes against humanity and other human rights abuses, said Acting Attorney General Monty Wilkinson. A U.S. immigration judge ordered the deportation of Berger, who's been living in the United States since 1959. He was flown to Germany Saturday and arrived in Frankfurt, where he will be questioned. The Celle prosecutor's office said it was not immediately clear if he will be put on trial. Prosecutors in Germany dropped charges against Berger in December 2020, citing insufficient evidence. So they don't have sufficient evidence to charge him, but the good old U.S. of A. has got the right to deport him. But if he is willing to speak about the accusations against him, the case would be revived. So I guess the lesson from that would be don't speak to them. So anyway, I didn't see this in mainstream media, but the story that never dies, I guess at some point in history, if time continues onward, we will one day not do that story. I just know it. Last week was a groundbreaking double record. You know, we did two. I tell you what, we're going to play a little clip here. This is Harry Vox. This is Audio 5, please, Clint. If you look at this, it's on BitChute. If you're looking into some Harry Vox on BitChute, isn't it interesting when you click on BitChute how long it takes to load? It reminds me of the Chinese system. But this is very short, but let's play Audio 5, please, Kim.
to finish off this show is this, that they want to get more control, more and it's going to be curfews and quarantines. So what I'm saying is that unless the American people start to get some new way to revolt, a new way to organize, new way to protest, unless we can break through the apathy, because that's what we have here, then it's going to be a slave state here. The ruling class doesn't seem to have too much resistance. They're getting everything on their Christmas shopping list. And they've been wanting quarantines and curfews for a long time. Now they got it. And if you want to live in a world where you're tricked into all this stuff because it's for your safety, right? And if you want to have a probe and make sure you got to check your pockets, make sure you don't have anything incriminating on you before you go out, and when you step out of your house, you want some police there to monitor and see what you're doing. If that's the world you want to live in, be apathetic. Don't do anything. You're going to get that world very soon. It's coming your way, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So same. What should people do? What's the hope? You have 30 seconds.
To wake up, learn about it, and go fight these bastards in Washington. They're easy to beat. If we can just organize, we can beat them. It's simple. They're weak, and there's so few of them.
All right, I've become somewhat of a Harry Vox fan, I guess. It's sometimes it's very humorous, and he gets a lot of information out. So I wanted to play that, and you know, it kind of gave me pause thinking about, I get emails, what can we do? A lot of people feel in a defeatist mode now with what we see coming on the horizon. One of the things, and I fully agree with some of the things Miles said, certainly boycott who you can, what you can, the best you can. But the other thing is, you know, I think right now probably my advice would be, of course, the things we know, talk to everyone you can, wake up as many people as you can, turn them on to RBM. But running for local office, I think if you are of that mindset, if that's something you could do, running for local office, county commissioner, you know, can have control. The Washington is completely out of control. The $1.9 trillion budget passing, the Equality Act shows us all that. But locally, you know, county commissioner of affecting things in your neighborhood, school board, zoning, stopping the growth, of a large government the best you can. Sheriff, of course, is an extremely powerful position. You know, even going ahead and running for national office like a congressman or woman, be that as it may, you really get a voice. You do get media coverage. So you can, even though you might think it's futile as far as winning, you certainly get the platform for that. So that would be one of the things, if when asked, what can we do right now, that's one of the many things. And then the other thing, you know, like I was talking when I came on first of last hour, what Tony's doing with vaccinehoax.com is an example of what one person can do. A lot of information there, jaw-drop videos I had not seen. I've not seen them all, but I looked through quite a bit of vaccinehoax.com this past week, and there's a one-man New World Order fighting machine, an example of one. So I wanted to throw that out because sometimes people email and they're like, you know, what can we actually possibly do? I think if running for office is locally something that you would be comfortable with, I would advocate to giving that a try, because we could certainly, even though we feel like we can't affect things on a national, cities, counties can still do quite a bit inside their own territories. So I wanted to throw that out. Also, it's looking like the Israeli model, which is getting an awful lot of attention. Israel now demands vaccination passports to enter bars, shopping centers, and theaters. AP, still the reanimating experience Monday night above a shopping mall north of Tel Aviv was not accessible to everyone. Only people displaying a green passport that proved they have been vaccinated or had recovered from COVID-19 could get in. Now, I saw the United Nations was praising this model that Israel's putting in place. So, you know, I've been talking about it at length now for weeks, that I think, you know, this is what's coming about. We're seeing it right here. I don't know who it was. I think it was school teachers. Yesterday was vaccination day here in this county, and boy, they were lined up. I think they're going to be claiming the variant strains, the mutated strains, more deadly, and we may even get the real deadly. Who knows what the future holds? I mean, one thing we do know for sure, that these diabolical maniacs, I don't think anything's outside the realm of evil that they would attempt to do. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but as we go forward, I think you've got the COVID passport that they're going to try to use. They're going to try to justify forcing everyone to get one way, shape, or form. Now, German Chancellor Angela Merkel claimed that there is a unanimous agreement within the European Union on implementing a coronavirus vaccine passport during a virtual meeting of EU member states this past Thursday. So you can see it's all coming to fruition. They're all talking about it. Do you see anyone in the European countries not talking about doing this? And, of course, like I said, they're all praising the Israeli model, which, you know, and I think I did the story last Saturday. If not, I'll do it right now. Israel's saying they'll put out a list of the names of the people that don't comply. Now, isn't that interesting? So here, you know, which it seems to be very much lessening in the area in which I live, but what do they say? Wear two masks. You know, variant strains. Try to keep the fear mongering going at any cost necessary. And, of course, they're doing that. This same story goes on to say European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen praised Israel's implementation of green passes, a system in which the government tracks and documents an individual's vaccination history in order to facilitate travel or to attend synagogues, theaters, concerts, or go to the gym. The embattled EU president did note that member states will have to act fast in order to implement a vaccine passport before summer. To date, the European Union has only inoculated about 8% of its population. So, anyway, I think that's just more proof that this is what we're going to be seeing moving forward. And it's so Orwellian. And yet, you know, I had to pick up some medicine for a loved one at a pharmacy one day this week. And there was a lady in front of me, and she was almost, you know, she was like super excited. And she was there wanting to know if she could get the COVID-19 vaccine. She was a hairdresser, and she said she needed it bad. She was willing to pay. Was there anywhere she could go? She said she was on multiple waiting lists. And normally, you know, I do try to engage that type of person, but I just listened as she ranted on about, you know, me, and how bad she wanted this vaccine. And it just becomes clear that these people have succumbed to propaganda, that they think that if they get the vaccine, that their life's going to go back to normal, that everything's just going to, if everybody will just go get the vaccine, we will move into some sort of utopia. It's complete insanity what some this is waking up and they're seeing the tyranny, they're seeing their rights evaporated, they're seeing giant government overstep, okay? But then others, this is the American people, they see this vaccine as their savior and something that they need to get at any cost as fast as they possibly can, because they think that they're going to be safe and they're going to return to some sort of normalcy. Now, everybody listening to this show knows they're not going to let go of this. They're going to this is working for them. They use this to completely rig an election right in their face. This is working for them. They're crushing small business. This is working for them. They're crushing Christianity. This is working for them. They have control of the House and the Senate, and they've got resident bumbling Biden in the White House. This is working for them. They just passed a $1.9 trillion funding bill for everything they possibly could want. This is working for them. So they're going to continue to do it. We're going to have the variant strains. We're going to have wear three masks. We're going to see, oh, we've already seen it, band members in high school in green tents trying to play a tuba. Why would the American people even attempt to sit back and allow this clown show to continue to be rolled out? It's mind-boggling. I hope people are fleeing the public school system in droves with the stuff that they're trying to implement because of this. And don't get me wrong. If this was something that had a mortality rate where, 10 or 15% of the people got it, were dying and people were dropping like flies, it would be totally different. But here we've got Cuomo. In a real world, Cuomo would be arrested for what he's done and then covering it up. All of that's supposed to be illegal in a real world. But in this clown world where if you're a Republican and you do anything, you get railroaded into jail. But if you're a Democrat and you actually facilitate mass murder intentionally and then try to cover it up, well, a little useless lip service and a little slap on the wrist is about what I expect to come from that. All right, coming up on the break, you're listening to The Alternative Media Affair. I'm back in moments.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And, the funniest thing in the news, I think, this past week, did you see where the American diplomats to China was given anus swabs for the COVID-19 over in China? If that's not a testimony to the insanity of which the world in which we're living. I mean, I think I'm going to start having the saying broadcasting deep inside enemy lines in clown world occupied United States of America. But anyway, I wanted to get that in. I tell you what, I believe this is only 3 minutes and 47 seconds. Well, we may not have that much time. I'll play it at the top of the hour. I've got a Mark Dice that I wanted to play. And also, I did not know. I was unaware. I was talking to Ken about this. People are taking we should return the favor to their diplomats. Yeah, that was I thought that was. And, you know, there's pictures of people in China, and I don't know if it's true or not, that's had these anus swabs. And then they walk them. Hey, they're not just swabbing. I read a couple of things. They're not just swabbing the exterior of said anus there in China. So anyway, I thought that was funny. I did not know until this past week, and I've got one of the songs. Maybe I'll play it next hour. We'll see how time shakes out for that many callers. But people are taking Alex Jones rants and then putting them to music, and they're not playing his audio. They're actually singing what he said to music and making videos out of it. Now, everybody might know this, but me, Ken knew it. I didn't know. But they're not being taken down because they're musical content, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I've got one of those. We may play it next hour. It's pretty humorous. Even though, you know, everybody knows in this audience I'm not a very big AJ fan, but I will have to say that this is a new level of activism that I was unaware of. Virginia has become the first southern state to declare racism against blacks to be a public health crisis. You know, the reason I do these stories, it's not that they are creating a problem that we really don't have. They're fanning the flames of racism when, in my humble opinion, if the mainstream media wasn't fanning these flames constantly in these state legislatures and the federal government of the United States, we wouldn't have so much of. They're creating this problem. According to the bipartisan resolution passed in the state Senate, state employees will now be mandated to take critical race theory classes. Criminal laws will be reformed to avoid prosecuting blacks at higher rates. Healthcare will be provided to illegal aliens free of charge. And tax dollars will be set aside for community engagement across the state on recognizing racism. The reforms allow Virginia's plutocratic elites to take attention off themselves and blame the perceived racial beliefs on rural whites for the rising income inequality. This was a national-justice.com story. So, I mean, we're just seeing, I mean, it's constant now, the browbeating of the American people that, you know, the white people are such racist, bigoted haters, and, you know, the federal government's got to ride in on a white hat and state legislatures and do something about this, by golly. All right, we're coming up on top of the hour break. I'm going to play one clip, then we're going to go to the phones, 512-248-8252. Back in moments.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.